grieving tremendous loss. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That's part of a statement released this afternoon by the Covenant School in Nashville, where three students and three adults were shot to death yesterday. The statement asks for privacy as the community grapples with the tragedy, as there's new information about the suspect who was shot and killed by officers.
Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the shooter, Audrey Hale, legally bought seven firearms. Three were used in the Monday attack. He says Hale's parents thought there was only one gun, which was sold as Hale dealt with mental issues. In fact,
she had been hiding several weapons within the house.
Police add their investigation leads to the belief the church school, not individuals inside, was the target of Hale's attack. A specific motive has still not been determined, but Chief Drake says a manifesto indicates there may have been other locations targeted beyond the school. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This as members of Congress again consider bringing a bill to ban assault weapons to a vote.
We're working hard to get enough votes to pass it.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Schumer was the author of the 1994 assault weapons ban. That measure expired in 2004. President Biden was in North Carolina earlier today, where he toured a semiconductor factory. It's part of his Investing in America tour.
My economic plan brings the supply chain home to the United States. I was asked by one foreign leader who remained nameless why I was doing this. I said, we're no longer going to have to wait for product from other countries. You're going to have access to what we do, but we're going to have the supply chain start in America.
The president says his administration has pledged over $435 billion in investments for American manufacturing. Big tech stocks and Wall Street a bit lower. The Dow lost 37. The Nasdaq minus 52. The S&P off 6 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu backs off his proposed judicial reforms amid massive protests.
Overnight, police fired water cannons at demonstrators in the city of Tel Aviv. Hours before, Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed the nation, trying to calm chaos that's erupted across the Jewish state. The Israeli leader says votes on judicial reforms that would give his party the effective ability to pick judges and overrule the Supreme Court will now take place in May after conversations with the opposition. Protesters remained in the streets after Netanyahu's statement, determined to demonstrate until the reforms are canceled altogether. In Jerusalem, Trey Yankst, Fox News.
Just weeks ahead of an expected visit from President Biden, the terror threat level in Northern Ireland has been raised.
The UK intelligence service MI5 has set the threat level to severe, the second highest on a 5-point scale. That means an attack in Northern Ireland is considered highly likely following a rise in dissident Irish Republican activity. Just last month, a senior police officer was shot as he coached a children's soccer team, the British government advising people to be vigilant. President Joe Biden is expected to visit Northern Ireland soon to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which largely ended decades of violent conflict.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The death penalty could be abolished in Ohio as state senators from both sides of the aisle call for an end to the practice, citing the financial burden to taxpayers of keeping inmates on death row, the lack of lethal injection drugs, the dangers of executing an innocent person, and questions over a state's right to end a life. The Ohio Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association opposes the legislation, calling it dangerous, and says it would cut Ohio's worst criminals a break. The state's last execution was in 2018 after Governor Mike DeWine told lawmakers to find an alternative to lethal injection. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.